ọnụ ọnụ ene director general the one we did minister section in terms of the war report no more minister so get to mu there be me no pay and our access to the grade A schools in terms of teen code ọnụ ọnụ ene director general confirm what pops said ọnụ so get to mu that there are times when he gives his pin code to other subordinates to do work to resolve issues on his behalf. But committee in Ibisa, I don't know, the minister refused or failed or did not volunteer to give the identities or identity of girl that he has given his pin code to do work. So the point that I'm making is this. If Prof and Minister both agree that Omunkwa no more access or passcode, Nabako was locked out. Now with me, a user lock, I identify that it was minister's code that was used to make a placement in exchange for money. A minister also appeared before the committee. Now when to me and can or more or no any ordinary pin code MMOA. The minister is shielding somebody. And it's so why is the minister shielding somebody who has used his pin code to do wrong? And the point I'm making is that so here's our investigation on Muya Ena. First of all, committee, you know, an internal committee. I have any capacity to make conclusions about corruption. Committee, you know, I'm not for Motu to Amano, but I could a consultant now, Womosha CSSPS, and also.
Okay.
They refused to provide data to the committee. It said the committee's work was not exhaustive. The deal, this committee is largely drawn from agencies under the ministry. And you know, the committee clearly is challenged in terms of interrogating the matter in details because Minister Nayo Amuboss, and the Director General. So if we are going to get to the bottom of this matter,